We're holding the Gemara, Daf Ches, Amar Aleph, the last line. Omar Rav Huna by Yehuda Omar Rav Ami. La'olam yashlim odom pash yosef imatzibur. Shnayim mikra vecha targum. Va'afilu, Daf Ches Amar Beis, va'afilu atorois v'divoin. That means a person always has to be mashlim pash yosef, that's called Marv Seder. Mashlim pash yosef imatzibur, together with the tzibur. So Rashi Yashim Parsh Yosef shall call Shabbos v'Shabbos. Shnayim Mikra v'Echa Targum, twice the Posek and once the Targum. Va'afilu, the Targum of what? Of even the Posek of Atoros v'Divoin, where there is no Targum, forget. Va'afilu Atoros v'Divoin, yeah. Rashi Shein by Targum. So what do you do in such a file? No Targum. So Pashas it means, me and Machlok Zishoyim what you do exactly, but Pashas it means that you do three times the Mikra. Shekol HaMashlim Parsh Yosef Matzibu, Marichin lo yomav v'shnoisof. Person wants gula farichas yomim. The Gemara chesam et beis bin this gula and brachas. How you zeichet arichas yomim? Being mashlim pashiyos v'matzibur. Zok the Gemara. Rav Bibi bar Abaye sover la ashluminu la pashayis the kula shate b'mali yomim di kipura. Rav Bibi bar Abaye wanted to be mashlim all the pashiyos. Shnayim mikra v'chatagim when on erev Yom Kippur. That's a long time. That means you're going to be spending most of the day of Erev Yom Kippur being mashlim Pashi Yosef. All Pashas of the Torah, he wanted to do that. Zakti Gemara, there's another gears over here. If you look on the side, the gears of the Oruch, very interesting, the Oruch says that Sova Lashlimin Lekula Pashai said the Kala. Pasha the Kala means B'mali Yom Kippur, Pirush. Shmoina Pashi Shekorim B'dalat Shabbos Shebe'elu. Since he was very busy Yom Kippur time, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he was very busy with the Peshira of the Kala on Pesach time, so the four Pashas of Elul and four Pashas of Shabbos of Adar, since those he was not able to do B'shaitom, so he wanted to be Mashim Denim Erev Yom Kippur. Still eight Pashas, still a long time. So we're talking about those eight, not all 52 Pashas, those eight are Koponim. So he wanted to do Erev Yom Kippur. How could he do it Erev Yom Kippur? He said, "Besunder mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur to eat, and you're not going to be able to eat if you're busy being doing Ma'ariv Sedra." Ksiv, "Fi inisim es nafshe sechem betisha lechodesh be'erev, fi betisha mesanim." Since when you don't fast on the ninth day of Tishrei? Haloi ba'asorah mesanim, haloi melacha, kol ha'oichel v'shoyse b'tshi. Whoever eats or drinks on the ninth of Tishrei, ma'ilul avakosuv kilumis ane tshi v'asiri. It's as if he fasted the ninth day and the tenth day. As if he fasted 2 days. So Al Kabonim, we see clearly that he cannot have been, that he couldn't have done it that way. No. Toises Bavorns, just in the Pshat, the Toises has a Kasha in the second, the Toises Dibamasa Ke'ilu, it says in the Pasuk, B'rishon, Ba'abo, So Yom L'Chodesh, Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs. And by Matzahs, there's no Havamina, that it means that you eat the Matzah on Yud Dalet, it means you eat it Tezvav at night. So what's the Havamina over here? It means the fasting on Chi. Zoktesis, maybe say over here also, for sure it means Asiri, it doesn't mean Chi, even though the Torah says Chi. Zoktesis, the difference is, over here it says, Toichlu lebesoif. It says, Arbosor, it says, Barbosor yem lechodesh, Toichlu matzis. So Toichlu is a bit after 40. So it's Alkoch going on the next day. Mashaken over here, Ksiv, Vinisim, it says, the Maisel Vinisim, Koidem be'erev. It says, Vinisim is not Shesechem, the Chi. So the word Vinisim is before the mention of the Tishi, Chi. So Mele, it's going on what? On Beyoim Chi. That's the difference in the psukim between why does Ahav mean it that it means the mashmois is on the tishi. Al Kaponim, so he wanted to do it Erev Yom Kippur. They told him it's impossible because Erev Yom Kippur person has to eat. So the Gemara, Sovelak Duminu. So he said, you know what? If I can't do it then on Erev Yom Kippur, and I can only do it every week, I want to be makdimit. Meaning, let me take 2 weeks of the year. Let me busy now for the next 2 weeks. Be Ma'aviv Sedra for the whole year. I'll be makdim. The whole year is Ma'aviv Sedra. So Usover told him, Tanino, we learned Uvavach lo yakdim v'shlo yacher. Just like you can't be ma'acher, you can't be makdim, it has to be done every week. B'shaitan. And the halacha it's brought down taka, in the Shabbos, that the shlo yakdim means you have to wait till at least mincha on Shabbos of the previous week. That's when it starts, but that's in the kriya of the following parsha starts. Vayera is being read by mincha today on Shabbos, and from like we start reading Mincha Shabbos Vayera, that's when it starts the din of Ma'ariv Sedra, and Lo Ya'acher We'll see soon in Toises. La'yacher pashas, it means you should do mashim pashas in matzibur, pashas shavayera on Shabbos before the tzibur reads it, meaning Shabbos morning. But the eved, you can even do it until you start the Suda. We'll see soon, Toises brings a medish that he was, gave it Savo, his children, do not break bread, do not eat the Suda until you are Marvis Edra. It's brought down in Halacha Be'etzim, you can do it until Yom Revi, the following day, Yom Gimel, and then Me'ikar Adin, you can even do it until Shemini Atzeres, until Simchas Torah, until we're Mashlim the Pashas. We'll see soon in Toises. Akuponim, Leila Haktim, Leila Acher, yes. In Chanami, the previous Gemara, he came to him and he said, he wanted to have Yom Kippur. He says, "Have Yom Kippur is a problem. Does it not?" Did he tell him that there's another problem that be'etzim he can't be makdim acher? He waited till that took place. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Yes, till Shmini Atzeres. Doesn't that's not the segula varichas yom state marich layom v'shnois of his pashes imatzibur imatzibur. The segula in the Gemara is imatzibur every week imatzibur. You still have to be makdim, so you still have to be mashlim, so you have till then to be mashlim. So, could the Omer Reb Shuben Levi live? Nay. Oh, Reb Shuben Levi told his children, "Ashlimu pashas saichu im atzibur, bimashlim the pashas with the tzibur, shnai mika vechetagum, and that's what you should be doing, shnai mika im atzibur, and not lakdimu, and not lachinu." That's one thing he told him. He told him another thing. V'izharu bevridin, k'rab yuda, be careful with the vridin. The vridin, that in order that when you do the shechita, that the dam should totally come out, so we be careful to also cut the vridin. So like this, cut the vridin so the dam should totally come out. The tanan rabbi yudah oimer at sheishchet es avridin, that you have to be shechit the vridin too. The third thing he told him, v'yizharu bezoken sheshochach talmudoi machmas oinsoi. Be careful about a zoken, someone who forgot his learning, because he became ill, so that still you have to be careful to mechaved him. The Amrinon, like we learn, luchos v'shivrei luchos menochim ba'orin. Even the shivrei luchos. The pshat is that the ksav might have been porches la'avir. The luchos might have been broken, but the place that held the luchos, the shivrei luchos, are menochim ba'orin. So we see you have to have the proper covered even for the shivrei luchos. Rashi brings over here machmas oinsoi two cases: either shecholo, that's a pashvit, a zokin shecholo, so you forgot his learning. A person had to go work. So his gears of the Yankus, or the learning that he had, he might have forgotten. Still, they have to mechaved him because I'm all at the galant. Zok the Gemara, Omelu Rove Lebante. Kshatim Choytchin Basar. Rove told his daughters, Omelu Rove Lebnei, to his sons, I'm sorry. Omelu Rove Lebnei, Kshatim Choytchin Basar, when you cut meat, Al Tachtchu Al Gava Yad. Do not cut the meat on your palm of your hand. So there are two reasons. One is a practical reason, one is another reason. If you're going to cut the palm of your hand, you can cut your hand. That's not a good idea. Kilkul suuda. Kilkul suuda, Rashi explains, is that even if you're not going to put yourself in a sakona, a little prick, nothing major, but a small chabu ektana yetzei dam. What's going to happen with Yetzei Dam? The food will get spoiled. It'll be disgusting. You have a little blood inside your human blood that's nivla, that's inside the meat. That's not going to be, that's kilkasuda. So that's the second reason. Now the reason is because kilkasuda. Interestingly, Rashi says, V'yamis es amasubin. Rashi doesn't say the Issa v'achilas dam. Why? Because there is no Issa v'achilas dam. Dam odom is only also when it's nicker. When it's not nikkur, over here we're talking about that it's nivla b'toich ha-bosor of the meat that you're eating. So then there's no issa. The issa is only by marasayin. There's no marasayin if it's nivla. So he told him it might still be disgusting. So ma'isa als mos als shi'imus ha-mesubin. So you shouldn't do it al gavayat. Zok di gemara. Val teishvu. The next thing he told him al teishvu al mita aromis. Do not sit on a bed of an aromis, of a aromis. Now the Gemara is going to say soon the reason. Val tavoiru and do not pass by achoyre beis hakneses b'shosh atzim mispalin, and do not walk behind the shul when b'shosh atzim mispalin. At the time the tzibur is mispalin, and you are walking by, So it looks like you're not being moide in who the tzibur is mispalel to. The Gemara is going to say soon many tanoim what that is referring to. But a kaponim, do not walk by a shul when the tzibur is mispalel. It looks like you're not being moide to who the tzibur is mispalel. The Gemara explains what's the pshat in mita agomis. Balteish val mita agomis. Ike da amri. One pshat is loy seganu b'loy kriyashma. Do not go to sleep without saying kriyashma la mita, because then your bed is like a mita agomis. So drashi shtei mitros for doim la mita agomis. It's like a goyish bed. You have a goyish bed. You get shlofen via goy. That's one pshat. Loy seganu b'loy kriyashma. Ike da amri. What mita agomis? To loy tansivu giyoto. Do not marry giyoris. Do not. So either the pshat is he was a koyin. He was telling his children, make sure you don't marry a Giyogas. We're talking about Mita Aramis Mamish. And what's the pshad? You shouldn't sit there. Umishu Maisi the Rapopa. There was a Maisi that took place in Rapopa. The Rapopa also the Gabi Aramis. Rapopa once had to go meet Aramis for business something. Hoitzioloi Mito. She took out a Mito. Omraloi shave. Sit, take a seat on this bed. He realized something fishy. Omalo. Eini Yoshev. I'm not going to sit in this bed. Actually, takbias hamito until you pick up the bed. Let me see what's under the bed. You're going to blame me for something. He takbias hamito. She picked up the bed. Umotza shom tinok meis. He found him tinok meis in Arami mito, Arami child. So there was about a blood libel was about to take place. She was about to blame him for killing the child. So that's why we made it takona al teish al mita agomis. Dikanum rachomim osu leish al mita agomis. Sakti gomorah. We'll see soon the taste of Shnai Mikkel. Let's just finish all the two dots. Val tavoy v'achore beis haknesses. And do not pass behind a shul. V'shaz the tefillah. V'shosh atzir mispalim while they're davening. Zog demor mesiela le Rebbe Shul ben Levi. Dome Rebbe Shul ben Levi. Os loy lo odom shiav v'achore beis haknesses. V'shosh atzir mispalim. You're not allowed to walk behind a shul. V'shaz the tzibur is davening. Omer abayi v'loy amoron. A few tenoy. Number one. Elo deleka pischa achino. There isn't another Pesach. If there's another Pesach, so maybe you enter the shul through a different Pesach. Just because I walked by one Pesach doesn't mean I didn't enter the shul. Maybe I entered through a different Pesach. So if there's no other Pesach, that's when the chashash of that you're not being moedish lemisha atzib mispalim starts. Avalika Pesach achina leislambo. Zok gemor another tenai v'lo hamoron elad lekabe knisht achina. There isn't another shul in the neighborhood. So then al koch is not going to shul. So then you have this chashad. Avalika be knisht achina leislambo. V'lo hamoron a third tenai. He's not carrying something. If he's carrying something, a heavy load, so al kochach, he's not entering the shul, not because he's not being moed in Mimisha Tzimis Palomboy. He's not entering because he's in the midst of doing an errand, and that's why he's carrying a heavy load. Or he's not running. If he's running, obviously he's running somewhere. So he's not pshat, he's not entering shul because he's not being moed in Mimisha Tzimis Palom. He's not entering because he's doing an errand, he's running. Or he's not wearing tefillin. If he's wearing tefillin, al kochach is being moed. Why says he davened b'yechidus for some reason? Or whatever the reason is, you see clearly he's being moide of a rai. He's in the midst of davening. He's wearing tefillin. Aval ikachad mahanach. If you have any one of these tenoyim, then less lambo, then there's no chash of not being moide of the mishat zimis palim. Interestingly, I have tzayin over here lahalon samach aleph. Later on the gemara in samach aleph, the end of the mesecta over there, the gemara brings the same memra and it leaves out for some reason it mentions I mean another tenai. It says over here, the loy, over there it says the loy Yosef al Chamor. If he's in the middle of riding a donkey, he's in the middle of riding a bike, so then that's also another Tanai where it's no chash. Over there it leaves out two of the ones over here, it mentions another one over there of Rochiv al Chamor. Okay. Let's see the Tosis, because being Shnai Mikra is such an important thing that unfortunately people are shtickle mezazel in it, even though it's Alochim Furesh and Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the Tosis, very important. Zok Tosis, Anomer Aleph. Shnai Mikra Vechatagum. First Tosis says, Yesh Mefarshim, Vua Din Eloi Azoiz Blaz. Shalahen, Have a Kamoi Targum. If a person reads, Shemefarsh Lefomim, if a person reads Taich, Ivri Taich, Taich of Eloi Azoiz, an English translation, is also considered Lefomim. It explains it, it's like Targum. You can be yoitzer with that. The Tosis wants to say, Zayin HaHavimidah. The person can understand with an article. You can understand the taich of the chumash. Why is that not the key of Shnai Mikra v'chatagum? Zok Tosis clearly v'loy nihira. That's not the pshat. Shagatagum mefarish b'mash ein l'lamed min ha'ivri. There are certain things you learn from tagum that you can't learn from the pasuk itself, because tagum is b'sinai. Kedashkan become a duchte, the Omer Rabbi Yosef, Ilmole Talgumah, the Haikol, Yadana Maikomar. If not for the Targum, I would not understand it. So we see Targum is melamed things that we would not have known from the Pasuk. Akochach ein loyma beshum loshoin, pam shlishis kim beloshin Targum. So Toys Hamina was that Atoras Vidivoin, since there's no Targum, maybe you should be able to say it in a different language, in English. Atem Zakhtar says, no, Targum is a special thing that you can learn out from. So what do you taka do when there is no Targum? Toys didn't answer what you do when there's no Targum. In Rashi, Pasha, you can learn, you do three times Mikra. But what does Toys say, Kim Beloshin Targum? So the Peshat is going to be, we'll see in the next Toys, it means, do Targum Yushalmi. There's Targum Yonis Ben Azil, there's Targum Unklus, and there's Targum Yushalmi. Do Targum Yushalmi in its place. So Toys of Afilo Yitoz Vidivan, Pirish Rashi, like we said, that's the Pshat in Rashi. You do three times Mikra. Now, Zaktois is the kosher. Why does it say Atoras V'Divin as an example of something that doesn't have Targum? Shloimi Komakam Targum Yishalmi. It has a Targum Yishalmi on that. Hoyla Loima Rubim Nishimen. Rubim Nishimen doesn't have a Targum. That's so. It should use that as an example. Oy Psuk Achina Shem by Targum Klal. Why? Even though it doesn't have a tagim yedua, meaning of unklus, ela tagim yushalmi. It's coming to tell me that you have to say tagim yushalmi. So we have a machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi understood if there's no tagim unklus, you do three times mikra, and Tosis says you could do Mikra the third time, but it's even better to do the third time Targum. Which Targum? Targum Yushalmi. Oh, now, first of all, there's a Pella Dikzach. If you look in the Chumash, you'll see that HaToras V'Divin does have a Targum Unklus. Gemara used as an example, it does have a Targum Unklus. His Kash is asked by the Machtza Shekel. Yibavaron, there is a Targum on it. What are we talking about here? So he says, he's Mistapik, if the Targum that we have by us, is that the Targum that's Misinai? Meaning that it was not Nizgala, Bizman Rashi, but Tosis only was Nizgala later, and it's a Targum Misinai, or Pshat is Taka not the original Targum. And then it's Taka better to do three times Mikra, and because it's Taka not the Targum. And that's what, even according to Rashi, even according to Tosis, Akoponim, that's his suffix that he says, Bavonzi Natos David. Now, so we have over here Machlokes, is it better to do three times Mikra, or is it better to do Targum Yishalmi? The Maisa, the Rishonim brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Friedik, the Poiskim, the Smag, is brought down that B'mokim Shein Targum, the Motcha brings this, B'mokim Shein Targum, so it's better to do Yerushimayim, he should do Targum, he should do Rashi in its place. So we have a sheet of doing Rashi B'mokim Shein Targum. The Beis Yosef brings both sheetahs, either do Shnayim Mikra, he said the best thing to do, Yerushimayim does Shnayim Mikra, Vecha Targum, V'Rashi. You do the whole parasha with Rashi also. And the Mishmur explains, the Pshat is, because Rashi has its Maila, Rashi is Mefarish the Mikra, Alpi Medrash Chazal. Targum has its Maila, that is Misinai. So you have a Maila of both, so the best thing is to do both of them. The Taz does say that the main thing is to understand it. If a person has no inkling what Targum is, so he says that Rashi would be better, even B'makam the Inka Targum, because you have to understand it. If you don't understand it, then it doesn't mean anything. So he has even as a tzad that Laz is better. If Taki don't understand, even though Tosis says Laz Targum has the mile of Sinai, and like we know that things that Mikra don't explain, but the mice, if you don't understand, Avad, you have to understand what he's saying. Zok Tosis Vaita. Yashim Pashi Yosef, the Tosis after that, Yashim Pashi Yosef Matzibur, Nira Zok Tosis. The Chola Shavua, the whole week. Mechevon, the Maschilin Likois HaParsha. The Hainu, from when can you start? Mimincha Shabbos ve'elach, from Mincha onward, at Shabbos habo nikas imatzibur. So Avadi could be mashing the whole year, like we said in Shulchan Aruch and Tzeshmini Atzeres. But Tosis clearly says, what's called imatzibur? Imatzibur means when the tzibur starts Mincha prior Shabbos until Shabbos habo, Pashas Kriyas Atzeres. That's called imatzibur. Chard means man mincha. It's man mincha. Ve'afal gav de le'inyan gittin le'nikas kame Shabbos le'mivi ve'elach. Oh. Zok Tosis v'zana shlomi yesh v'medrash. Gimel dvorim tzivir rabbeinu ha-kodesh lebonov. V'shosh niftar. Three things he would give a tzivir to his children. Shloi techlu lechem b'shabbos ad shetigmru kol ha-parsha. So it says clearly you don't break bread, don't eat the suda until you're going with the parsha. Mashma de koydim achilu tzorech lashlimo. It's not stam you have the whole day in Shabbos, you have until you have the suda. And the reason is, stated in bi'alocha, b'shem do'ar zeruah, is because since a person might eat and he'll become too satiated from the Suda Shabbos, he'll be nitrat, he'll get fadremel, he'll get sleepy, he'll go to sleep, and he'll forget to do it. Lemaizin, like I said before, in Shulchan Aruch it says there's a tzad of Gimel Yomim after Shabbos, and there's a Zman of Shmini Atzeres. Like a Bibi Babaya wanted to do on Erev Yom Kippur. There's a Tzad of Miu, if a person did it after Achila, Shape Domi, Avada Yoitzer the Mitzvah too. Because Mokka Mitzvah Menam Mufcher is Koidem Achila, you have after Achila too. But Mitzvah Menam Mufcher is Koidem Achila. Now, there's a Shaila in the Achroinim. What is the Lomdus in being Mashlim Shtayim Mikveh Vechetagim? So, from the fact that there's a Tzad that you can do until Shmini Atzeres, the Pshat is, that's what a Bibi Barbaya wanted to do Erev Yom Kippur, but Akoponim, you can do it, but Bron Shulchan Aruch, there's a tzad that until Simchas Torah, you can be mashlim. So is from there we see that the takone is that a person has to be mashlim himself kol Torah kula once a year. Avada yeher betzibur. But you have to be mashlim yourself kol Torah kula. Shtayim mikveh v'tagum. To be familiar. So Mela, there's a din in kol Torah kula to be mashlim. Nafkamina is the kriyas of Yontif. You don't have to do shtayim mikveh v'tagum. It's a din in the ashlama of kol Torah kula that's read. So you have until Simchas Torah to be mashlim. Oh, Masha Enkein, there's another tzad. No, the reason you have to be mashlim Shnayim Mikveh Vechetagim every week is to familiarize yourself with the kriya that's taking place with Tzibur when you are in shul. So then it would be nafkamina that even kriyas of Yontif you would have to be mashlim Shnayim Mikveh Vechetagim. What? Everything, correct? Dalit Parshas, everything that's being read, Dalit Parshas, very good. Zohar, all the Parshas, Pora, whatever's being read, you have to be Mashlim Shnayim Mikveh Vechetagim to be familiar with the Balkari, what he's reading. The Nafkamina would be that you would have to also do the Parshas of Dalit Parshas and Yom Tov. So that means this topic in the Chikir that the Chayyim make, Shumas Hadeshin talks about this. He says, is the Pshat, it's a Hashlama to familiarize yourself for the Kriya that's taking place, or Pshat, it's a Hashlama of Kolot HaRikud. There is a Shita Mechudeshes, which all the poskim can argue on. Raven says that only someone who doesn't have a tzibur has to be mashim shnayim mikveh vechetagum. However, someone who's shamea with the tzibur, he doesn't have to. And the whole vort in shnayim mikveh vechetagum is keneged the koira, keneged the makri, and keneged the metagim. That's shnayim mikveh vechetagum. The koira, the makri, and the metagim. That you don't have, if you're davening b'yichidis, you don't have a tzibur, I'm all in shul, they had a metagim, so you have the shnayim mikveh vechetagum, connect the koira, the makri, and the metagim. That's the shita of the raven, shnayim mikveh vechetagum. The koira, the makri, and the metagim. That's the shita of the raven brought down in the base. Maimon is the base. Yosef brings it, all the poiskim. What? Right. So someone that doesn't have a Kriyas Torah in the Sibur, so he has to do Shnayim Mikveh Vechetagim. All the poskim argue on this Raven that's brought down in the Kriyas Maimonides and in the Beis Yosef. And like we see clearly from Rav Bibi, Rav Bibi did not miss Kriyas Torah every single week. He wanted to be Mashim Shnayim Mikveh. So we see clearly that it wasn't like that. And we see from the Tzavah that Rebbe gave his children to be Mashim before the Achila. We see clearly it's not the Pshat that it's only for someone who didn't have a Sibur. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tanya Omer Rabbi Kiva, B'shloshet Dvorim, Oyevanis and Mediyim. Three reasons I like the people from Modai. K'shechoytchen is abos v'nei kot emid, ein choytchen ela al gabi ha-shulchan. You only cut it on the table, like we said before, because of sakona or because of mius. U'kshenoyshkin, when they kiss one another, ein noyshkin al gabi yad. When they greet each other, they kiss on the hand, not on the gav of the yad. So the saliva shouldn't be in a place that it can interfere with the person. So Rashi, who knows v'dech shivasu, mipnei ha-roik, and when they advise one another, when they speak to one another, they only do it in the field. We see in the pasuk, it says, we find similarly, he spoke to them al sode when he said, come back, we have to leave Beis Lavan. Now, interesting, Rashi says, very interesting. So Rashi, ela besode, the amri inshi oznaim lekoisel. Rashi is bringing not a mem of Chazal, Rashi is saying a was the Welt sagt. The Amrinchi, people say the walls have ears, and that's the reason why a person should not be tell someone a yiyutz only besode. Zog demal tanya omegam gamliya b'shoish dvoram oyevanisim as a pasayin. For three reasons, I like the people from Persia. Tznuin b'achilos and tznuin when they eat. Tznuin b'beis hakisei, tznuin in the beis hakisei. Utznuin b'dova acher, tznuin b'shas tashmish. Zog the Gemara. What's unique about the Pasiyim? Hamikudoshim, they're separated. Umezumonim legehenim. I mean, don't think, even though the Eibusha likes the Pasiyim, that three milas, that's doing Bachiloson, Tsun Bezakis, Tsun Bezavacher, Zolstish Mainen, that they're in store for them is Gan Eden. They're Mekudoshim, they're separated, Mezumonim legehenim. The Mgamliel Oima, the Aloch is like Mgamliel, like back to the Mishnah, that you have Kiyash Vashal Arvis until Alois. Oma Ravido Mashmul Aloch Gamliel. Tani Reb Shimon Ben Yoichi Oima. Pom Mishon Mekoyi Kiyash Mash Teib Pomim Belailo. Amol a person reads Kriyashma twice at night. How can you read it twice at night? Achas Koidim Shiala Amud HaShachar. Once before Alois. Vachas La'achas Shiala Amud HaShachar. And once after Alois. You could be yoytz shai shel yoim and shai shel lailo. One is before alois and one is after alois. One is still considered lailo, one is already considered yoim. So gemara gufa kasha. Amar pom mishonim koy kriyas ma shtei pomim belailo. It says you read it twice at night. Amar lachshi alu madashachel lailo. It's mashma that after alois it's still called lailo. You koy belailo. Then it says yoytz dechavosay and you yoytz achas shel yoim achas shel lailo. It's mashma yoytz shel yoim. That means it's yoim already. That means really it's night for all dinim, for all practical halachas, for only for kriyashma it's called yomam. For all halachas it's still called laila. For tzitzis, for tefillin, the reason why it's called yom, the ik inch of the kaima by shaita, the people that are getting up at that time. Omer Rav Acha bar Chanina, Omer Rav Shuv ben Levi, halach Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the halach is like Rav Shimon ben Yochai, that you can be koira, koidam alois, and after alois, your yoytzak shalaila and your yoytzak shal yom. We learned of Acha Bachnina on the following memory. The Tanya, Reb Shimon Yechoy Omer, Shuma Bekiva. Pom Mishonim Koy Kiyeshma Shal Shtei Pomim Biyoyim. Amol, you can read Kiyeshma twice in the daytime. Achas Koydem Anetzachama, once before Netz, meaning after Alois. Achas La'acha Anetzachama, once after Netz. Biyoyts Ben Yedei Chavosay and Yoyts Yedei Chavosay. Achas Shal Yoyim Achas Shalaylo. And Yoyts Shal Yoyim and Shalaylo. Meaning Yoyts Shalaylo before Netz. And Yoyts Shal Yoyim after Netz. But the Chiddush is Yoyts Shalaylo even after Alois, before Netz. So Gemara Gufa Kasha, Amad Pomishonim Koy Kriyashma Shtepom Biyoim. It's Mashma, you're reading Kriyashma and it's Yoim. Amad Kodim Anetz Achama Yomamu. Before Netz, it's called Yoim. Vahoda Tony, and then it says Yoitz Dechavosi Achsh Yoim Achsh Lailo. It says Yoitz Kriyashma Shal Lailo after, before Netz. That means after Alois before Netz. So we see it's Yomamu. And on the other hand, we see it's called Lailo. Amad Leiluhu. So Gemara Daftesa Mad Alav Loi. The Oilam Yomamu, really it's daytime. There are people that are sleeping at that time. Believe it or not, there are people that are still sleeping before Netz. And that's why it's called Yoytz still Kiyashma Shalaila. It's called still Lekiyam Dino B'Shach B'cho. Maybe we'll see this Gemara again tomorrow because the important Rishonim over here, Legabi, the Din of Yom B'Laila.